I think for me, there are three main learnings that since 2015 until today, I saw why we were trying to bring La Data C into practice in our work. So the first learning is the sentence when Pope Francis in Laudato Si is saying, listen to the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor as one cry. I remember, as like it is today, the first day I had the chance to read Laudato Si, and I could not continue thinking to anything else than this sentence. This sentence really like was like here for me, because I'm like, it was for me like the first time I realized really what interconnected crises mean. So for me, listen to the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor as one cry was like having Pope Francis in front of me and telling me like both what we denounce and what we want. Because to me, in this sentence, Pope Francis is telling me that we denounce that the crisis we see in the world, the environmental crisis, economic injustice, social injustice, even the pandemic today, are all the result of a system that doesn't work. A system that is based on the domination over nature, and a system that is perpetuating like this injustice. So all those crises are not isolated, but are the result of one system. So the sentence, listen to the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor, for me was like Pope Francis telling, hey, Chiara, don't work in silos. Don't think that if you work on economic or taxation is something like here, and if you work on climate policies is over there. Look at the whole crisis as an interconnected one. But with the same sentence, I also had the impression that Pope Francis was telling me, denouncing is not enough. We are here in Brussels every day telling policymakers, you are not doing a good job, this is not good, you need to do that, and we need to propose something. So with this, like listening, they are the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor. For me, Pope Francis was telling me, like, we need to stop even using the word development. We need to rethink what human flourishing means. We need to really put like planet and humanity at the same, at the heart, at the core of our work. So that's the first big learning. This sentence that I can still have it, like, I don't know, every time I start speaking, I could speak only about this sentence. I don't know why. I mean, maybe one day I will understand why. The second for me is also that Laudato Si, I think for us that we work on policies and policies changes, Laudato Si gave us the opportunity to, I would say, to broaden our brain beyond the wording, right? When you work in international agreements, you spend so much time on text and like changing one word or the other. But with Laudato Si, I think we had the possibility to look at beyond the words and saying like our church and our Pope, our experience as Catholic social justice organization is telling us that we need to listen to the science. I mean, only with the binomio science and faith together is like the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor is another binomio. Science and faith can give us the right word for this international agreement text. And we need to listen to communities. I mean, change cannot happen from the nitty-gritty details of a very gray Brussels office. I mean, we need to look at what's happening in communities and create those space for communities, for people that are living the impact of the injustice and are living and are trying, like you do in Casabella, trying a different model to give the space to those experiences to be seen. But also, I think in the climate, for instance, in the climate work, we often use like urgency and ambition. Mm-hmm. because we know, like, there is no time. We need to go. We need to change. Otherwise, everything will collapse, blah, blah, blah. But again, Tumila.c told me, hey, Chiara, calm down. Urgency doesn't mean fast. Doesn't mean necessarily, like, go and, you know, without any attention to details. Urgency means deep to me. So mean really like we can be happy about small technological fixes or more like adjustments here and there. Urgency and ambitions mean to me that we really need to build and to shift the economy that we have, the way we live, to really like make this radical shift. And the third big learning, and here I have a very personal experience to share. In my office in Brussels, I was one day discussing with Margarita, and this is again like an image that I will never forget, because one of the other big learning of Laudato Si in our work at CICE is that the change can come only if all the levels of action are moving. As we always say, change is not coming only from my, I'm not going to change the food system if I'm going to be vegetarian alone. And the food system is not going to change only if we boycott Monsanto, right? The food system is going to change if we do all these things together. So there is this beautiful image that Margarita offered to me as a gift of this elevator, like the lift. So the change is happening only if you can connect all the floors and go up and down on all the different changes that you want to bring. So in this, all these levels of change, I just go back to network and community. I think that community is key, again, because it's about the relation among the level of change that we want to bring. So maybe I try to show you, because I'm not a good drawer,